This is what I want to talk to you about right now. Going through those concepts and asking some questions as you go to decide if each idea is going to be viable relating to your target market or not, ignoring your personal constraints for now and concentrating on whether or not people would buy. Question 1. Does it solve a problem, help to achieve happiness, avoid pain or entertain? This is pretty widely known already, but something to base all your product creation on, because quite simply, if it doesn't hold any advantages for someone, and the answer to at least one of those questions isn't yes, then it's not viable. Question 2. Is there a market for my product and how do I reach them? An important question, because quite simply, if there isn't a market for your stuff, you're not going to make any sales. The quickest method is to head over to Google, and search for your product. If someone's done it already, it's almost guaranteed that a market already exists for your idea. Question 3. How much money and time will this take to create to make it the best it can be? This is where you can judge whether or not creating such a product is within your grasp right now. If so, great, if not, keep it for when your situation improves. Question 4. If you've had all yes answers so far, the next question to ask yourself is how can I package and present? When you look at this question, you'll often find your ideas multiply into multiple products. Here's an example. Let's take this course, and ask yourself if you were sat here like me, how many different ways could you package and present? How about a monthly membership site and at a later date turn it into the intensive course as it is now? What if we did an audio and video version and sold different levels of membership at different prices? How about giving away resale rights when you're done making profit with it? How about expanding, releasing a second or a pro version that includes more features, such as long personal consultation periods? Do you see how a single product can easily turn into 2, 3, 4 or even 5 through this method of thinking about how to package and present? This is your chance to pull several products from just one single idea. That's all it takes. One idea, and you have content for 1 or 2 years. Powerful stuff. Question 5. Can I adapt the system to make it easier on my resources, or reach a different market? Something you should always ask yourself. How can I make my ideas better before they're even off the drawing board? How can I reach a larger number of people? How can I make it affordable for everyone? There's a lot of competition selling beer to pubs. Can I sell my alcohol to a different ready and waiting market? Once you've gone through these 5 questions, you need to look at all your answers. How can you change this product to make it more viable, a better seller, or easier on your resources? Once you've made changes, go back to question 1, and ask the same questions again. After several passes, often over a period of time, sometimes days, sometimes months, sometimes years, sometimes even minutes, you'll find yourself with several viable products sitting right in front of you ready to release, where others are still saying I want to start my business, but I don't know what to sell. Now you have the edge. Remember also to make sure you enjoy what you're creating. One of the big reasons I'm in online marketing and talking to you right now about business is because I really enjoy it. I don't want you to create something if you don't enjoy it. After all, isn't that why most of us want to start our own businesses in the first place and get out of our 9-5s? Lastly, blend in. Mix with your target market. If you're in online marketing, start subscribing to big marketers' lists, look at what they send you, who's selling what, and how it's being sold. The research comes to you in this case. If you're looking to sell software, subscribe yourself to tech magazines and software reports. Once you can take the above idea about creating products and come up with product ideas, you're 90% of the way towards being rushed by new exciting ideas on a regular basis. All you have to do now is take it that 10% further and adapt this method to your target market through this method of mingling. If you're not mixing yourself with like-minded people and business, you'll have a lack of relevant inspiration. Mix it up, get in there, get your hands dirty, and the ideas will soon start to flow, and come to you when least expected, and keep coming, and coming and coming. I'd like to congratulate you if you've come up with some ideas for products. Even if they're not relevant to your target market or viable right now. It may take a few days to start coming up with ideas if you are yet to mix yourself with the market that you want to break into, but it's safe to say, if you've ever said I wish product X did this or I wish product X did this better, you've already won and have proven that you have the ability to do this effectively. Something that many others clearly cannot do. 8. Goals of this section. To establish why you want to create an info product and whether or not your product is suitable for such exploits. To introduce several types of info products, allowing you to create innovative and interesting pieces that sell far better than a plain block of text that everyone else is creating ever will. To introduce the concept of adding value through presentation. To show you that your $50 product idea could turn into a $1,000 product idea netting you big money, while others are out there still trying to shift $10 products they purchased without much success. To demonstrate that you can take advantage of further presentation changes to change a single sale product into a recurring income product. Info doesn't necessarily mean single sale. Your first introduction to upsell, and how info products are priceless in getting more people to buy your stuff. To differentiate between fake upsell, also known as bait selling as defined by the BBB, and real upsell. And how many marketers are plainly annoying their customers with it instead of allowing it to do the job it should be doing, which is to get more people to buy your stuff. To get you creating products of your own, today, right now, even if you thought it wasn't possible and you can't think of anything. 9. Profitable Info Products 1. Welcome to the Info Products section of the course. Now we've talked about effective product creation and the fundamentals of online business already. I want to start getting a little more specific. I'm confident that if you've been following the previous reports, you've got some ideas for products already, and it's quite likely that you've drafted ideas that while they may not originally have been for info products, they would make a viable one all the same. No matter what ideas you came up with in the last section, I still want you to take a read through here, and see if it sparks your imagination. Furthermore, we'll take a look at why most marketers' info products flop, making hardly any cash, why we want to create info products, and most importantly, without going into writing class mode, I'm going to give you a simple step-by-step checklist for successfully creating something of quality and sales viability. 9b. Reasons why. So, you want to create an info product. Well, I can see why. For a start, they're incredibly versatile in every possible way from the point of view of the product creator. We'll be talking about exactly how later on, so if you see the words info product and automatically think ebook, keep reading, because you won't find me mentioning that word again in this section. Secondly, it requires little investment to create the product, simply because it's something that you can do yourself. The sales systems, methods of delivery and the different types of sites that you can create around the product will vary, but looking at the product itself, you don't need thousands to throw at a freelance programmer or anything like that. Third, it's easy to come up with ideas. Like we talked about in the original product creation report, if you can use your knowledge to show someone how to avoid something negative, or how to get something they want, and you can write, or even get someone to write while you dictate, you can create an info product. 9c. Info products defined. Okay, now before everyone clicks off thinking they've heard it all before, let me tell you exactly what I mean when I talk to you about info products, and at the same time, show you what possibilities they hold with regard to their versatility and presentation. The internet is awash with info products right now, but I can tell you that most people creating these are out of date or just plain unimaginative, and in turn, it's going to hurt their sales no matter how valuable their information actually is. It doesn't take a genius to figure this out either. If you've been online for longer than a few months, you're probably already bored as heck with the word ebook, and you'll often see people in their own product sales letters saying things like the rather cliche line, "Fed up of all those useless ebooks?" Stuff like that. Simply put, the concept is old and tired, and you can do better without a bigger budget. When I point this out, people say to me, "Hey, they may be old, but they're tried and tested, and sell right." Well, yeah, sure they still sell. Plant a big name on the front of one and churn out a really powerful sales letter, and you'll shift some alright, but seriously, Put yourself in the shoes of one of your future customers browsing around for the latest online marketing how-to product. Would you buy Mr. X's all-knowing 1,000-page ebook for $500, or the product that you created, your proven super sales system method intensive training course, featuring full audio and video that teaches you top techniques in a quick, easy-to-follow way? Fully accessible online for instant access, and delivered on CD straight to your door for $500. I know which one I choose. Even with a powerful sales letter, I don't know many people who wouldn't say, wow, $500 is a bit steep for an ebook, but would be more than happy to buy into a training course for that much. Now don't get me wrong, this is not by any means the chance to sell a shoddy product for an inflated price. No way. If the product is shoddy, the delivery method isn't going to make it any more valuable when the customer receives their newly purchased info product. All I'm saying here is, when you create an info product, look closely at how you're going to deliver and present it, because this really adds value. Try to stay away from the standard ebook approach. It doesn't cost a lot to do, and you'll find when pricing your product, it's far easier to get the good price your product deserves rather than spending 6 months writing the beefiest and most valuable information you've ever spilled out, only to have to sell it for a measly $10, and undervalue yourself because no one will buy just another ebook. 9D. Presentation for profits. So there we have it. Rule number 1. Allow yourself to charge what you really feel your product is worth by varying and even coming up with new and mixed delivery methods. Because let's face it, you might write the most amazing product ever in your field of expertise, but no one's going to know that until they buy it, and if your presentation is dry, dated, overused and devalued to the point of everyone and their mother giving them away for free, your sales will show that. Alright, one more quick point, and another idea to throw out to you before we move on from this what is an info product area. If you cast your mind back to the product creation section, I was talking about the questions I get about my concepts folder and why it's so full to the point of years worth of ideas. The I can't think of what to sell question is usually followed by the create an info product response after they announce they have a zero budget. Yeah, but all the big guys say the way to make a load of cash is to have lots of recurring incomes instead of having to make new sales all the time. That's fine. So why not make it a membership site? Or a premium paid newsletter of some sort? There's nothing wrong with doing that at all. It's usually a lot more work stretching over a longer period for a lower price than single sale, but know that this is an option. Don't think you're chained to single sale high ticket items. Let's not dwell, there's nothing more to discuss here, but keep it in mind. 9E. Versatility at your fingertips, literally. Alright. Now we've got the delivery methods and a little pricing on the table, let's see how versatile info products are. We've got premium online publications, we've got membership sites, single sale high ticket items, like this one, short viral publications that are given away free, or published to other people's lists and so on. All info products. You've probably already noticed that we're concentrating on this in general terms with regard to selling straight up, high ticket, long reports and courses, and I'm doing this for two reasons. First up, we want to get you earning some cash with real products that are going to bring you in some good money. A solid long-term product. And secondly, because once you've created a big wad of a course, you can dissect it and create all sorts of different types of products from that list, and more. This lets me give you facts now, without having to bore you to death with 20 of these containing repeated information. 9F. Upsell done right. There is, however, one specific type of info product that I'd like to talk to you about right now, and that's upsell products. If you didn't know before, these are products that are sold at a relatively low price to entice the customer to go out and buy a higher priced follow-up item. Hands up who's ever brought an info product that's an upsell, raise his hand. Hands up who's ever purchased an info product about something that totally sucked, didn't give the information that it promised because it turned out to be an upsell for another product that again, promises to reveal the info you asked for, only for 10 times the price. Raise his hand again. See, the sad fact here is that practically every single upsell product that I've bought before has totally sucked. Back in the old days, I used to buy info products about online marketing, but unfortunately, due to inexperience back then, as we all do, I made a few mistakes. Now, of course, there's rarely any way to tell that what you're buying is an upsell until you've bought it, but when you get around to reading or listening to it, you're sorely disappointed, because what you've just totally wasted your money on is a glorified advert. That would annoy you just a tad, right? In fact, I saw a friend of mine announce that his product is not an upsell for something on his sales letter the other day. So I mailed him, and asked him, "Hey, why did you write that?" Here's what he replied: "Nowadays, when people see quality lower-priced products, their worried customers are going to think because of the low price, they're going to be sold on to something at a higher price, and the product is just an excuse for an advert." Understandably so from some of crap I've seen flying about too. See, the number one problem with this is, upsell works. And it works well, but not as you may know it or have experienced through dodgy info products. I say again, upsell works, and not only does it work but it can be done correctly, and ethically too, without making false promises or producing a crap product. If you've created a high-priced product, and you don't have a huge amount of resources, such as a big list of your own, or you haven't built up a list of contacts that will get you out some recommendations, this is the time to use an upsell product. But if you're going to do it, you need to do it properly, and I can't emphasize this enough. Your upsell product has to be a product in itself. Don't make promises on the sales letter that don't ring true to the actual product, as this type of false promise with no intention of actually selling the real product is defined by the BBB as bait selling, and can have serious ramifications for your business. So let's see, if I were going to create an upsell product for this site, I'd take two or three sections out of the whole system, and deliver on two full subjects, and make a product out of it selling the tactics it teaches. At the end of the product, I'd make a point of pointing out that what I was just talking about can be plugged into a real profitable fully-fledged sales system, and point them to my high-priced product. Notice I've not screwed them over at any stage here. They've got the facts that I promised them about the sections I advertised. I promised, and I delivered a quality product that gave them exactly what they were told they're buying. Now an extreme example of the what not to do would be take the introduction of each section here, advertise it as the most advanced and complete marketing system ever, throwing them in a PDF document, then planting a big advert after every paragraph telling them they need to spend another $500 on top of what they already spent to get the full story. It's simple, keep the promises you make, treat your upsell as a real product delivering real information, or functionality if your main product happens to be something other than an info product, and you won't destroy your reputation with customers before they've even bought your main product. You won't be being unethical towards anyone, unjustly selling them something that's really worth nothing at all, reported to the BBB, and you'll make a whole load more sales. Which is nice. 9 grams. Info products done right. Alright, something else I want to mention before we move on to specifics, and that's pricing. We already talked about how you can devalue yourself simply through presentation, but there's something else many online business people, no matter what the info product they're selling, have been known to do, and that's to devalue yourself in your mind. Now I'm not going to dwell on this, it's just a quick point I want to make without going all psychology on you. What I will say is when your product is complete, know what it is worth. Don't just go and sell it for $20 just because you've seen other people do that. Remember not to just undervalue your product for the sake of getting more sales, because in the long run, it'll just make your product look cheap and you'll likely sell less anyway. If you create an info product that spills all the information you know, and you really do believe that it's valuable, don't be afraid to sell it at a higher price. As far as I'm concerned, the info that we've created here is innovatively presented, with a fresh approach, and a nice amount of variance in its presentation to keep things interesting, not to mention the important stuff that we're revealing here. I seriously do feel it's worth its price tag. Not to try and sell you on this again, because after all, you've already bought or you wouldn't be reading this right now, but my main point is, if you feel you have something worth selling, and selling for a high price, do it. Don't let anyone tell you that no one's going to buy it because you're not priced at $10. Only your own tracking and testing can tell you that for sure. In fact, here is a little more reminiscing for you. My original site that I put up, which turned into one huge massive experiment in every way possible, started at selling for $10 per month. Now back then, that was a good price indeed, and I know for a fact some of the customers that I had were there because I charged the least. That's not what I wanted though. I knew I'd put my all into this site, and it was one of the best services out there, so I stuck an extra $5 per month on top of the price, and presented a 1-year membership for $130.